Football to everybody. I'm Justin Miller. And here we go right now with Aaron and Andrew. Thank you very much for stopping onto the program, guys, for an interview.
Hey, how you doing, Justin?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and get started with the interview right now, and I just want to take the time again to thank you very much for stopping by LCR on your Sunday afternoon to do a quick interview with us. I really appreciate it. You're probably one of the best charted CDs that we've received in our studio by far as long as I've been here. I've been here for only about 3 months, but I can say that your style is just absolutely fantastic to listen to over and over again.
Oh, wow. All right.
Come on, man.
So, my first question to you is that your website, which is aaronandandrew.com, states that your band has a diversified appeal that has allowed you to perform at colleges, clubs, and listening rooms throughout the East Coast. What aspects makes you able to play and please such a large range of potential fans?
Well, I mean, I would say Andrew and I definitely are, we've been focusing on, you know, pop music, and we're trying to make music that connects lyrically, but musically, you know, isn't too pigeonholed, you know, to be only for, you know, young kids or only for, you know, older adults, but something that's kind of in the middle that a lot of people can appreciate.
And so now my second question to you is that your website also says that your band combines the musical landscapes, and I found this to be a really great quote, by the way, of Snow Patrol and Coldplay with the lyrical optimism of The Fray and traces of the Postal Service electronic sounds. And so I'm a fan of all these bands, to be honest, and I can definitely say that that's true for you after taking a listen to your CD. How exactly did you try to model yourself to be just like all these successful bands?
You know, we listen to them all. We like them all. So we definitely draw inspiration from all of them. That's one way. Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, we listen to so much music, and we love, like, some of these niche artists, some of these things, like the Postal Service bands, like Discovery, that we've gotten really into. It's just a guy from Vampire Weekend's kind of electronic side project. You know, and then we listen to some of this pop music, stuff like The Fray, stuff like One Republic, and we know that we don't sound exactly like any of these bands, but we know that we've taken elements from the things that we like from these bands for sure.
Yeah,
and
I can
try to create our own style.
So anyway, the next question: your website also says that you've been featured on the television network CBS, MTV, E, and Oxygen, and that you've also shared the stage with Pete Yorn, 9 Days, and The Low Anthem. What soul experience out of all the ones that I just stated is the most memorable in your opinion, and why?
I'd say playing with The Low Anthem was pretty memorable because there was just these two guys, and I remember before we played them, they were playing. Played with them. They were playing catch out in this parking lot. We're like, these guys just out playing catch. And then they played before us. We walked in, we just saw these guys come in all sweaty from playing catch and just sit down with these instruments and just blow everyone away. That was pretty amazing. I really like those guys.
Yeah, that was the most surprising thing I've ever encountered, was seeing these guys playing baseball outside, coming in and playing a phenomenal set. But, you know, I would say for me, Andrew was talking about that, for me, it was first time, you know, hearing our music on television for sure was kind of surreal. And then having people call me and like, oh, we were watching The Real World and we heard your music.
Well, I'm sure that was a very great experience for you guys, and it's definitely putting your name out there for a lot of reasons. So my next question to you is, To Be Brave is your most recently released album, and it was featured as one of our hit charted CDs in our Radio 200 department just a few months ago. What was the best song on the album that you wrote, in your opinion, and why?
Oh, man. Rescue Me. I like Rescue Me a lot.
Yeah, Rescue Me was a really, took a long, long time to write, definitely. Yeah, I don't know. I would say Rescue Me was one of the major accomplishments for us on the album, just getting that chorus to pop the way we wanted it to and finding the sounds from, you know, the intro kind of synth sound that starts the song throughout.
But I Found You too, though. I like I Found You.
Yeah, I remember I Found You, some of our early demos of that were kind of different, and we were trying to find the melody that works for that song. And actually, Andrew put together that awesome piano part in the beginning, and it kind of pulled the whole thing together. It sounded really good.
Well, that's awesome. Actually, both of those songs were featured on our charts because we take about three of the songs on all the albums that we get here, and we choose the ones that we think are the best to play. And Rescue Me and I Found You actually ended up being two of the three that we chose to play in.
Thanks. Yeah, and you know, we got the radio reports, and we saw that we were on your charts number one for a couple of weeks. Pretty cool.
I believe you were on there with Young the Giant and a couple of other ones, too. But you were on the number one for quite a few weeks. So my next question to you guys, and this is probably a little bit more personal, is what's the best part about being in a band with just the both of you as best friends from high school?
I would say for me that it's just easy to work together. I don't know. We've known each other for so long. It's gotten to the point, I definitely remember early on, sometimes we'd get into some arguments about writing songs, but we've kind of both, I think, come to the point where, you know, I can write something and Andrew could be like, no, that's terrible. I really won't take offense to it anymore because I know we're trying to find the best song that we can.
Yeah, I would agree. It's easy to say, I don't like something.
Yeah, I mean, I think a great example of that is I had written another chorus for I Found You, hadn't I, Andrew?
Yeah, you were working on something else.
And then you were like, oh, I don't like that melody.
It could be better.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of fought for a little bit, but then after a while I realized it was not good. that's kind of how it goes, though. I mean, that's what's good. I feel like we both kind of do that to each other, and it ultimately we know we're trying to get the best song. So when one person is saying they don't like it, you know, it's not personal. It's just, you know, we just think it could be better.
Yeah, exactly. So my next question is, what different types of techniques or aspects do you go through to write a song?
I mean, a lot of times. I mean, what started happening is Andrew and I like to use this program called The Reason. Yeah, it's like a programming, electronic sound kind of thing. And what we've been, I find that how we usually come up with this stuff is a lot of times either myself or Andrew will come in with like this song that's bare bones. And then like we'll just start tearing it apart, you know, and like going through it and making it come together.
Like I Found You started with like kind of that piano riff that starts it off. And we just kind of, you know, took it from there. And like three weeks later, it was kind of a more finished product.
We kind of pass it to each other with thumb drives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, you know, each one of us will kind of... It's weird, though, because it seems like sometimes, like, if one of us starts the song, it seems like the other one can finish it better.
Yeah.
Because, like, you've already grown too close with it. So, if I have a song that I was working on and I give it to Andrew, he'll come back with something else, and it'll sound better.
Ah, I see. Now, I know that you guys... I've read about a concert that you have coming up in March somewhere, but do you have any future plans for, like, any album releases or other types of concerts, and do you want to promote for us the concert that you're going to be partaking in March?
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to be playing a gig in New York City,
mm-hmm.
at a place called the National Underground. And, it looks like a cool place. Our goal is we're hoping to, after that, to kind of kick off some more gigs in the spring and really start hitting the road hard in the spring.
And so now my last couple of questions actually came from your interview with Buffalo State a couple of weeks ago that I thought were pretty decent questions to ask you. The DJ that you were doing the interview with discussed what kind of food helps you to prepare for a show, and I thought that you'd like to perhaps maybe take the time to talk about it on here.
We were saying, I mean, one of our favorite pizza places in Connecticut is this place called Pepe's Pizza in New Haven, which, you know, we really, really enjoy. And that's usually a good pre-concert. Well, maybe it's not so much pre-concert, especially with singing. You don't really want to eat too much cheese. But it's good to at least eat after the concert. And, you know, nothing like, you know, a little bit of maybe a beer or something before a show is usually a good call, wouldn't you say, Andrew?
Absolutely.
Nice. And so my last and final question to you is that you did talk with the DJ at Buffalo State about what you're going to be doing during the holidays, and it sounds like you're going to be pretty busy during the holidays from what you told him.
Yeah. I mean, we're rehearsing pretty hard right now. So throughout this month here, we've been rehearsing. Andrew, actually, we were just working the other day on, we perform with Live Loops. And it's, you know, getting all those things worked out live so that, you know, they sound right, programming them properly. So, you know, getting our live show together isn't as easy as, like, just playing, because we kind of have a couple things going on, just us playing our instruments. So, you know, making sure that that's all sounding right is kind of a, you know, requires a lot of practice.
Oh, definitely. Awesome. Well, guys, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview with us on our station. I wish you the best of luck in being successful out in the music industry. I think you're going to do absolutely fine, especially with your concert out in March. It sounds like you put a lot of hard time and effort into making your songs what they sound like, and it's just a fantastic album that you've just released, and I can't wait to see what you come out with in the future.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
No problem, guys. Thank you very much for taking the time to come on and do this interview with us.
All right. All right. See you, Justin. Bye-bye.
No problem. Take care. And that was Aaron and Andrew with their live interview for us. And once again, such a fantastic band. You can't really ask for anything more in what they've given us as far as music goes. They were on our charted CDs for the longest time. And so it was a pleasure to have them on the program. Thanks a lot again, guys. And we really hope to hear from you again soon.